It's Monday morning. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things going on. We have some good news for you this hour. We have a way for you to trap bears in case you are having that problem. A special event took place on this day in 1978. We'll highlight that. The heat wave, which has blasted across the country. I'm doing the program this morning from our affiliate KNUU in Las Vegas, where yesterday it was 114 degrees.
But it's a dry heat, Doug.
Yeah, that's all?
Yeah, 114 degrees. Yeah, I didn't think it was
Vegas.
Bad.
Vegas
it's Vegas. Las Vegas. Arizona, Las Vegas, Southern California, that's where the heat is. And the people in the Midwest who are suffering with the humidity, it's not so much the heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten fairly bad along the East Coast, but there's relief in sight, so we'll talk about that. But first, some good news of another nature, if you don't mind. Let me see how long it takes.
Good news,
that.
Right there, there it is.
Yeah, right. All right. So, you know, I like to start, especially Mondays. I could have driven a truck or taken a nap through that, but I wanted to
To build the anticipation.
Yeah, that's right.
The audience's anticipation with
Thank
the good
you.
News.
That's very good. So, you know how we keep talking about how bad, or I don't do it, but there are a lot of people in the news media, people who are on the radio, people on television, people who want to write about the destruction of America. America's falling apart at the seams. America can't come up with a political... things being what they are, and leaders are, I don't know why we call them leaders, because they would. Why do we call these people leaders? What are they leading us to?
Destruction and
debt and destruction, right. All right, so I want you to know that I have looked at, I was on the airplane yesterday, and I saw a list of the 2,000 biggest companies in the world. The global 2,000. And the number of companies that are headquartered here in America versus some of our other competitors, you will be startled at the number and the comparison. So are you ready? You want me to start with number five and get
sure.
to number one? Or shall I just go through the list so that you will get... I mean, you look at this thing and put it into perspective, it doesn't make any difference really, Richie, which way we go, whether we start at the top or we start at the bottom. The numbers speak for themselves. Of the 2,000 biggest corporations, now, you may not think this is so good. We all have our problems with big business. But in terms of all those who would denigrate America and say, America's falling apart at the seams, yada, yada, yada. It may be, in some respects, not doing so well. But when it comes to the biggest companies in the world, they are headquartered here far and away. More, I mean, I'm looking at the closest, the second one here on the list. The nearest one to the United States is half. So the 2,000 biggest corporations in the world, of that 2,000, 659 are headquartered in America. 659 of the 2,000 largest companies headquartered here in America. Second on the list is Japan, with 291 of the largest corporations in the world headquartered there. Does that surprise you?
No.
No.
Okay. Third on the list, what do you think would be, what country do you think would be next on the list?
Germany.
Nope.
China.
Nope.
Those are all the biggies.
No.
Istanbul.
No. Istanbul is the capital of Turkey.
The city.
Yeah, right. Good for you, Jennifer.
Turkey.
Mexico isn't even on the list. Turkey, no. Mm-mm. It's an obvious
France.
One, actually. Close.
Close to
Italy.
France?
No, not Italy.
England.
Ireland.
The United Kingdom has 130 of the largest corporation in the world headquartered there. Number three on the list.
You're not going to ask us to pick number four, are you?
Well, you mentioned the country before.
China.
No.
Germany.
Germany.
No.
Turkey.
Ireland.
Uruguay.
There's a chiming chorus here that's quite interesting. The number four country on the list is France.
Oh, that was mine.
66. Number five on the list is Germany with 57. Those of you who are just flipping in, you're wondering what we're talking about. The highlights of the 2,000 most powerful corporations in the world. 659 are located in America. 291 are located in Japan. 130 located in the UK. 66 located in France. 57 in Germany. And 52, it goes down if you want to get to the top 10. South Korea, 52. Does that surprise you?
Maybe a little bit.
Not recently. No. 10 years ago would have.
Yeah. Canada is in there. Actually, Canada comes... I've done this... I'm looking at the list and the miscombobulated list. Canada is number 5 with 61. Then Germany with 57 is number 6. South Korea is number 7 with 52. Then we have the Pacific Rim, i.e. more we have Australia with 44, China with 44, and Hong Kong, which is considered now a part of China, has 44. So China, if we take Hong Kong and China together, there are 88 there, which would put it into the number 4 category, beating France. But I don't know if that's fair, putting Hong Kong, because it's separated out on the list by itself. Hong Kong, is it appropriate to consider Hong Kong part of China now, or because it was created and lasted on its own? So if that's the case, then China has 88 of these countries. I mean, 88 of these companies. Okay? And let's see, what else? What other countries would be of note here? Let's see. 20 of the top 2,000 corporations headquartered in Russia. 11 are in Turkey, to answer your concern. 36 in Spain. Sweden has 28. Switzerland has 36. Norway has 11. Italy has 42. Ireland, 11. Iceland, 4. What corporation do they are headquartered in Iceland? 30 of them in the Netherlands. 6 in Luxembourg. So it's fairly well spread out. Taiwan has 42. Now, if you consider Taiwan and Hong Kong part of China, so they have then 126. All right, where would that put them on the list? We'll put them at number 4. That would be Canada would be number 5. All right? But isn't it interesting? The reason I brought this up is because we hear so many people talking about how lousy America is, and it isn't. We aren't having our best time in the history of our country. We can all agree this is not the best time. This is not the time that will shine as we go through the history books. But I do think that we too often take apart things that ought not to be taken apart. And again, I'm not a big fan sometimes of these gigantic globalized corporations, but they do help our gross domestic product. And I think there's a certain amount of pride still if we feel, you look at this and our nearest competitor is half of what we are, all right, in terms of corporate headquarters. And of that, interestingly enough, half of them are located in either Delaware or North Dakota.
Oh, sure.
The headquarters. So, yeah. Well, the mail drop.
Yeah, because of the tax.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
I didn't realize North Dakota was the same way as Delaware.
North Dakota is big. North Dakota,
Delaware Corporation.
Delaware, North Dakota, and Nevada, where I am at the moment. At the 16 past, there's just something for you to think about. Instead of the hot stuff, the horrible heat, and Amy Winehouse dies, and yada, yada, yada. There's plenty of time for that. But if we start the week thinking about something good, maybe that'll set the tone for this week. If you're, speaking of the tone, if your stomach feels like a war zone, if you have a lot of over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids in your stomach and you are not getting the kind of relief that you need for having a bad meal, I went to the buffet. I love buffets. Jack Stockwell and I spent last night in the buffet. We did two things. Jack Stockwell, for those of you who may not know, is one of the medical contributors to the Good Day program. And as such, he taught me how to walk backwards last night. It was very...
You didn't know how to walk backwards?
I have never really walked backwards. We were talking about developing...
Why is that?
Why have I never walked backwards?
And why was he teaching you to walk backwards?
Well, because we were talking about muscles. He's adjusting my neck, And we were talking about, you know, what puts the strain on the neck. And the neck is has the muscles on the shoulder and stuff are putting pressure there. And one of the reasons we have so much pressure on our back and muscles, I mean our back and neck muscles, is because we walk forward and we put all that weight in the front part of our body. If we walk backwards, we redefine or rebuild the muscles that are that have been neglected.
How much of this backwards walking does one need to do to build their muscles?
We ought to walk backwards 10 to 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's my new, other than fixing, you know, people say, what is this guy's in Las Vegas? Is he crazy? He's walking backwards.
Excuse
that's
me, chiropractor,
day.
I need to make an appointment? Sure, what's your problem? I was walking backwards and fell down the steps.
All right, anyway, I want to relieve your stomach pain, your bloating, your gas, your constipation, or I want to help you help yourself. And that's why the Healthy Trinity from Natron is so important. This is the first recommendation now. Probiotics, I was talking about being on antibiotics because I have a bad tooth. So I have this antibiotic. So you got to, when any of you are on antibiotics, and you ought not to be on them for more than, what, 3-4 weeks? If you're on an antibiotic longer than 4 weeks, something's wrong in your body. But if you are knocking out all the good bacteria, antibiotics kill everything. Good ones, bad ones, all gone. So now I think more and more people are coming into sort of a focus of knowing that we need to have good, strong probiotics. And the one that I recommend is Natron's Healthy Trinity. These people have been at this for 30-some-odd years. They have come up with a combination of things. These are the pioneers. They know how to do it, and they want to help you try with the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel a happy tummy within 90 days, Natron will give you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day and get a 20% off discount, plus you get a free book, The Power of Probiotics, written by the founder of Natron. 888-9-NATRON. Had a rough weekend? Richie sounds like he's had a tough weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Not because he was eating bad. It's just because he has this summer cold thing. But if you've been eating poorly and you need some help in straightening it out, here you go. And by the way, this prevents, I like the fact that this really is the probiotic route prevents problems from happening. That's why I take this. I want to have a preventative sort of up front. This is the stand I'm taking. I want my body to be healthy, and I want yours to be healthy as well. So call 888-9-NATRON for the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, the discount, and the free book. 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. You want to translate that? It's 888-962-8736.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011. And apply.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side.
And a Florida man recovering from minor injuries after colliding with a 300-pound black bear while riding his bicycle. Boom, ran into a black bear. Turns out it was not his fault. The bear was texting.
Waiting there for a break.
All right.
Running bear.
Big story today at DougStephan.com from Oklahoma, where wildlife officials say apparently nothing traps their big black bears like a donut. Officers are studying the growing black bear population, and they say that they have the best success in trapping these bears when they bring some of the donuts from their stop at the donut shop. The police bring the donuts. You get to follow the story. The fellows in the wildlife department have said that the 300-pound male, that's about what they weigh, 300-400 pounds. The females weigh 200 to 300 pounds. And the male bears are more likely to go for the donuts than the female bears. As a matter of fact, on a recent day, a cub was the first one to get to the donut. And the father got to the donut and apparently slapped the little baby bear around because he wanted the donut first. The bears are then tagged. This sounds like a stupid story, but it is really. This is what they're doing with the bears out there. They tag them. They take tissue samples for DNA analysis, and they get tracking collars.
Huh.
They have 200 bait stations around Oklahoma, and they have special donuts. I don't know what the favorite kind of. We ought to find somebody in Oklahoma who's listening and see if they know
What bears like.
What's their favorite donut?
Do they like crumb, chocolate, glaze?
Yeah, jelly-filled.
Sprinkles.
Jelly-filled.
Yeah. I like the blueberry donuts myself. So the glazed donuts. Those would be good, right?
Glazed.
Glazed donuts, yeah.
Glazed are the best.
Hey, Doug, in other bear news.
Yes, Rich.
Another bear news.
Hey, apparently, a grizzly bear attacked 7 teenagers who were hiking in Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh.
Hurting 4 of them pretty bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. How do you... I mean, what are the odds that the bear can get 4 out of the 7? I mean... You know, usually it's like the slowest one, you know, in the back. He's the sacrificial, bear meat, and then everybody else runs away. How does he get all 4?
They're not working.
Maybe you get mobilized with fear. You don't want to.
See, here's another reason why people should be walking backwards more often.
Yeah,
if you're walking backwards, you see the bear coming.
Unless you backed into the bear.
Well,
or they should have had donuts.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously.
All right. Can we get to something a little bit more serious, more interesting?
Bear attacks are pretty serious.
Yeah, they are. As long as if it happens to you, they'd be serious. Here's the reason. Well, I'm going to ask you to give me the reason. 800-510-8255. Louise Brown was born on this day in 1978. Why was her birth so important. She was the first of something that has taken place a number of times since then, to the point where we don't pay any attention to this. But this young girl was a daughter. There's a brilliant statement. This young girl was a daughter. Thank you. This young woman, Louise Brown, was born to Leslie and Gilbert Brown on this date in 1978. Why was her birth? It was the first birth of its type ever. What was it? 800.
Oh, come on.
510-825. Come on, what?
Duh.
No, not duh.
Not duh?
No, not duh.
Really?
No. Could be duh.
Duh.
Or D.
Duh.
Or da.
A little tiny D.
A deer.
Duh.
A deer. A female deer. Okay, so what's the story with Louise Brown? First person with the right answer wins a swell prize. We have some interesting new food prizes to give away, as well as Doug Steffen things. So figure it out. Call us 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
At first, fashion expert Christine Schwab was annoyed when her feet hurt.
So I bought a pair of sneakers, and then the next day I bought a pair of pads to put in the sneakers.
But as the pain kept spreading, this lady who made a living with her knowledge and looks was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. At first, Christine Schwab hid her disease.
I was absolutely devastated because I was at the peak of my career.
Newly married, life was fabulous. She was on camera covering the Oscars on Regis and Oprah. But behind the scenes, Christine was wearing tennis shoes until the second she appeared in public. And she was taking pain pills so she could finally attend the Oscars with a seat in the audience.
And I'm celebrity watching, which I never stop loving to do. And all of a sudden, my husband looks at me and he said, "Christine, are you crying?" And I didn't realize it, but there were tears rolling down my face because my feet hurt so bad. I was just in little heels.
Soon as everyone else was coming in, she was hobbling home. Then the phone rang.
Somebody that was covering the Oscars, "Christine," he goes, "didn't I see you at the Oscars? What are you doing home?" And that's where really the whole deception had to start.
Christine Schwab's new book is Take Me Home from the Oscars, Arthritis, Television, Fashion, and Me. Read about her emotional and successful medical journey with this crippling disease, which she calls a marching army. She's battled it with a positive attitude and a lot of gusto. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The hour now, Monday morning on Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here, and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen are at your service and on your side with some of the good things that are going on in the world, some thought-provoking ways of getting you into this morning, even though a lot of people, Richie says his head hurts when I get into this thought provocation business, but we're here in the thought provocation business, here to do you proud, here to do well, here to do our bidding, here to do actually some of your bidding as well. So what was there about this date in 1978? I've asked for a story on Louise Brown. She was the first of something. Here is Paula in Elizabeth City. Hi, Paula. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
That's good. Nice to hear.
She was what was called at that time the first test tube baby.
She was the first baby conceived outside of her mother's body. And that in and of itself. You have children, do you, Paula?
Yes, I do, and I have two grandchildren that are the result of that same procedure.
Really? That's cool. So you can tell us all about it.
So, yeah, how does it work? How did it happen that is it your son or your daughter?
My daughter has.
Your daughter. All right, so how did it happen that she decided to do that or that it was necessary?
In vitro?
Yes, because she had lost a child, and they were afraid to have her get pregnant the natural way. Mm-hmm. So they did it this way, and I ended up with a set of twin boys.
Really? Very cool.
So the twin boy, they were conceived outside the mother's body, and then they were placed, the eggs were placed
inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And were you excited? Were you worried? As the mother of the mother, how did you take all of this in?
I was worried when I knew that they had put four in there, and I was praying it wasn't going to be all four.
How much time do you spend with these two as grandma?
Not as much now. It's going to be 10, so not as much as I would like to.
Uh-huh. Are they near you, or do they move? Have they moved away?
Yes, they are near me.
Yeah, so that's even better. If they're handy by, it's kind of cool. All right, so that's a good job. Louise Brown, did you have to think about this, or did you know it right off? Did you go away?
Lost Paula there.
Uh-oh.
All right. Herself.
Okay.
Well, I liked Paula.
Yeah, have her when she comes back. You're going to take care of her. We have some new food items that we have found a way to, and I'm probably going to talk about this at some point in time. There's a new company that's producing food that will last for 25 years, and it's really good stuff. So that's what you'll get, a piece of that, Paula. And thanks to everybody else who called us. That was a good story. And other things happening on this date. Walter Payton signed a contract to play with the Chicago Bears with the NFL in 1981.
Go Bears.
So he got $2 million over 3 years. What the heck's going on with this NFL thing? You know, I don't follow sports. This isn't a program about sports. But because
it's all but worked out. It's pretty well worked out.
I'm interested because of my concern about the helmet issue. Matter of fact, I was...
they're going to be bashing each other's brains back in the next few weeks, Doug. Don't worry about it.
Well, it was interesting. On the CNN afternoon news on Sunday, I tuned in when I got to the hotel room before I met with Jack. And watching the story, there was a friend, I think it was Fran Tarkenton, had come to the studio to talk about the controversy, the 75 NFL players who are suing the NFL, and how they used that and the timing of that to get a better settlement. Isn't that that's why they did it when they did it, because they, A, wanted to take care of all of the former players who have a problem, a brain problem.
All about the timing.
Yep, and they got that into the contract, supposedly, and they also have future, I'm not sure how to best paraphrase it, but what I understand is that they were considering of these brand new helmets, and there are other things that are going into the makeup of protecting the football players' heads. And they had pictures of the football helmets from back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, and wow, have they changed. But these things are heavy.
Oh, sure.
They are.
Yeah, they used to be those little leathery things.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, NFLPA is having a press conference today, and everybody speculated and announced that they've, that they're 100% on the deal.
And I had a conversation. I was in Chicago on Saturday night, and I was having a little repast with a friend, and was sitting next to a fellow who was talking about his son playing football. And so I launched off. Into my, do you know how dangerous it is for your son to be playing football? And the guy looked at me. Well, he said he was a football star in high school, and he's going on. He got a college ride because he played football well in high school. And so I said, and this guy had played football in high school and college as well. Big guy. And so I said to him, are you following all of this stuff? I want to know if he knew what was going on with the helmet thing, and all the research has been done by my friends at Seriscan and other places that are now looking into all of these problems that people are having. And he said, you know what? I don't care. And I looked at him and I said, you can honestly, and I didn't even know this guy, I said, you can honestly send your child off to play football knowing that there is damage? And he said, well, nothing happened to me. I said, well, doesn't it make a difference where the... me, who knows nothing about football, I'm saying to this guy, it doesn't make a difference where he is on the line. I would think that there are some jobs that on the football field would put you more in harm's way than others. Isn't that right? Aren't there more people likely to get whacked around in various positions? Like the quarterback liable to get himself pretty well noshed on occasion, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the guy who's on the left side or the right
receivers,
side.
Receivers are going to get just crushed on a regular basis.
Right. Okay. So anyway, he wasn't impressed. But listen, I did my best.
That's fun. You're spreading the gospel, Doug.
I am. I think this is an important issue, and I think we're touching the surface.
Doing the Lord's work.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
There you go.
It depends.
He's trying.
Yeah. Speaking of the Lord, people are trying to figure out why we are having so much heat. What is happening, not only in our country, but around the world?
It's
heat.
Summer, Doug.
It is summer, that's right. And we have short memories.
She's right, it is.
It's summer, and we have very short memories. We are being played for suckers by the news media once again. If you look around at the records, even in the, 248 years that there has been a record-keeping service, so-called National Weather, so you go back 200 and however many years, and they've kept records. It is something on the level of every 12 to 14 to 15 years, we have these highs and lows. And never before have they used the term La Nada to refer to what the problem is. It's either been El Nino or La Nada or La Nina, the jet stream, blah, blah, blah. But this is not unusual. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. There have been droughts in the history of our country that have been 10 times worse than this. So all of those of you who have your, panties in a wad over this and global warming and stuff, it may be that we ought to be concerned about some of the things that are going on the planet, but this is not an anomaly by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, first clue would be, if this were December, it would be weird.
Right. Yeah.
Your
right.
first clue would be when they say, we've broken the record from 1892.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay. That means in 1892, it was this hot.
Yeah.
What does
but
that
they
aren't.
They're saying they've broken the record from 1994, or they broke the record from 1989. Or that's what the, you know, the temperature we have. I remember being out on my tractor, and I can remember the field. I can remember the time of day. It was, and it was when I was still married to Tony, so it would have been in the late 70s. It was 106 degrees on the tractor that afternoon when I was baling hay. And so we had 101 on the farm the other day. It's dusty because we haven't had any rain for a couple of weeks. There's some rain coming in now. There's been a lot of rain in the Midwest. The corn crops are still okay. They're not great, but they're okay. But you hear all these people. Will it affect the cost of what we are buying for food this fall? Yep, it will. But there are other things that will affect the cost as much, if not more. The prediction is that we may be back to $4 a gallon this fall for diesel fuel. You know what that does to the cost of food
yep.
and everything else? Even though it's interesting. Because the uncertainty over the budget has caused the price of a lot of commodities to go down, including the cost of oil. Even though at the pump, when I was in Chicago on Saturday afternoon, I'm looking at the pump and I'm riding around $4.07. It's more expensive to buy gas in Chicago than it is in Los Angeles.
It's gone up
yeah.
9 cents in
right,
the last
in the
2 weeks,
week.
Even
yeah.
though crude
oil has gone down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you don't think you're getting jobbed by some of the big oil companies? Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home? It's this is what really is the problem in terms of what we're paying. These companies have and we all are worried about our the finances of the country. One of the real problems we have is speculation and unbridled, uncontrolled speculation leads to these kinds of problems. A lot of people making a lot of money on this stuff, and there's no good reason for it. And yet, not enough of us understand how the system works, so we don't do enough complaining because it's become pretty sophisticated. Is there more of a problem with that? I'm not worried about the weather at all, frankly, at least not this year. There are some people who say by the year 2014, we're going to have a mini ice age, yada, yada. Okay, so maybe we remember.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
Right, yeah. All, again, aimed at scaring you. All of this stuff is aimed at scaring you. There is a concerted effort among, and this is where you see the collusion between the news media and politicians and all of these, some of these companies that make out like bandits because they're selling something to you that is a result of you acting because of your fear that comes from something you heard or saw or read through some news media that came about as a result of some political action or inaction. Understand the domino effect, how it goes uphill and downhill? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Got a headache yet?
No.
Okay.
One more thing.
What's that? I have a solution to a problem. I don't have a solution to a headache, but I do have a solution to a backache.
Ooh,
muscle
thank
pain.
God, because my back was hurting yesterday.
Well, I'm telling you, one of the things to do, I'm now a disciple, I'm a convert, walking
you
backwards.
Are.
I'm. This is going to be my new thing, walking backwards. I walked out of the hotel backwards this morning.
You did well, not.
I did.
Yeah, I bet he did.
I did.
I bet you they looked at you like you were
yeah.
just plumb
no.
crazy.
And by the way,
not in Vegas at 3 in the morning. Are you kidding me? Like, oh, he's
right.
one of us.
right. I can probably get away with it easier here, Richie.
Welcome home,
sir. Cocktail glass.
right. Than I could if I were in New York trying to do the same thing. At any rate, the folks at Salon Paws have perfected this pain relief patch. And they have something that's good for arthritis. They have something that's good for pretty much anything that is bothering your body. It's a topical analgesic patch approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Not necessarily am I a fan of theirs, but it does say something when they approve something like this. You know that you've got something that will work. You get pain relief right away. Put this patch on right away. You get relief. Lasts for up to 12 hours. And these things are available at leading drug and grocery stores all across the country. You can get a free Salon Paws patch by going to DougStefan.com. Click on the Salon Paws button there and have one sent to you. But if you're really aching, then you ought to go to one of the, again, the drug stores and the big superstores, they have this, and it's been so popular, it's done so well, they've established such a great, really super reputation. It's because the product works. So go get your free salon pause patch at DougStefan.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Stefan of the Good Day program. Would you like, we were talking earlier about the big companies, the big corporations, and how many of them are located here in America. Would you like to know the top five earners when it comes to people running nonprofits? Some of the,
oh, yeah, I would like to know that, actually.
Yes, these trade groups. I'm in Las Vegas, and there are conventions coming out of your... People who say business is lousy, I'm telling you. I couldn't get... this is the busiest I've seen Las Vegas. Maybe this is a good sign. I come to Las Vegas about every, three, 4 months?
Something like that.
Three or four times a year for meetings. And I've not seen Las Vegas as busy as I did yesterday for a long, long time.
Really?
Yep. And among... one of them having a non-profit trade group meeting here. So I looked around. You know, they have the local newspaper coverage. So here are what some of the top five non-profit trade professional groups.
They're coming up in just 1 second.
That is...
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The debt crisis, a week to go, still no deal. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. August 2nd, only a week to go before what we are told is the deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Otherwise, we're told we face the first government default in the nation's history. The stakes are high. No one is giving in. There does seem to be agreement on one thing, however. Listen to what Democrat Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and Republican John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, had to say yesterday. Here they are, back to back.
We're giving them what they want. They cannot take yes for an answer.
Unfortunately, the president would not take yes for an answer.
So, at least there is a consensus on not taking yes for an answer. During the day yesterday, we had two new debt and deficit reduction plans presented, one from Harry Reid, the other from John Boehner. And then last night, an address to the nation from President Obama, in which he once again spoke of a balanced approach and shared sacrifice.
What we're talking about under a balanced approach is asking Americans whose incomes have gone up the most over the last decade, millionaires and billionaires, to share in the sacrifice everyone else has to make.
President Obama went on to say his approach is similar to those of previous presidents, both Democratic and Republican.
An approach that was pursued not only by President Reagan, but by the first President Bush, by President Clinton, by myself, and by many Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate.
So, how does the American public feel about the government's inability to solve the nation's financial problems? Well, a Washington Post ABC News poll shows over a third of Americans believe President Obama's policies are hurting the country. The poll also shows 65% of Americans disapprove of how Republicans in the House are doing on job creation. In other words, most of us are not pleased with anything or anyone. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, the new work week got off to a rocky start yesterday. The Dow off 88 points, closing at 12,593. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell 65 cents a barrel to $99.21. For those of you panicking that you might not have an NFL season this year, stop panicking.
It's been a long time coming, and football's back, and that's the great news for everybody.
The words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing a new 10-year collective bargaining agreement ending a months-long lockout.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Amy Winehouse to be laid to rest today. A spokesperson for Winehouse said a private funeral would take place and that only Amy's family and close friends would be in attendance. The talented but troubled singer was found dead at her London home this past Saturday. She was just 27. The days for many of America's post offices may be numbered. The U.S. Postal Service later today to release a list of more than 3,600 post offices across the country in danger of being shut down. The problem, of course, is economic in nature. The U.S. Postal Service has been losing hundreds of millions each year. And finally, back to something that so many of us are fed up with, the debt crisis, where it seems compromise remains completely out of reach, what with two new plans presented by each party yesterday and those dueling news conferences last night. It seems congressional leaders and the president have tried just about everything. All those late-night meetings that have gone nowhere. President Obama even playing a round of golf with House Speaker John Boehner a few weeks back. But maybe something even less formal is called for. What if we took all members of Congress out somewhere for a night of fun, such as a karaoke bar? This would be a perfect song.
Hey, Democrats, Republicans, yeah, you! Come on! Everybody up! Woo! That's right! We gotta stop all this squabbling. We gotta stop the bickering. We gotta get out of the House and Senate floor. We gotta dance.
Oh, what a feeling. We gotta raise the debt ceiling. Uh-oh, the talk stalled now. We're gonna default now.
Maybe singing isn't such a good idea, but at least I gave it a try. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
For a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wearing glasses.